Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Fair Board President Grant Sheeter about their $50,000 fundraising challenge for a new art and ag hall and the board's fifth annual dinner fundraiser on March 2nd.
What sorts of capital improvements are you guys working on making there?
Well, we've got a list of them this year. We're actually, our shower houses, both in the campgrounds and the one just right across from the hog building, we're going to be doing about a $35,000 upgrade with new showers, new sinks, new toilets, upgrading the system to an on-demand hot water system, just with new LED lights, exhaust fans, just really trying to put forth some of the money that we collect from camping that during the throughout the year, put it back into the campgrounds because we set forth 5 years ago that we take 30% of it to put it towards upgrading, and we've been doing so in small chunks with electrical upgrades and such. So this year we did well beyond our 30% income from camping and are doing the complete project for these two shower houses and bathrooms. So that's our first project that's going to be underway here within the month. And then we also are working with the Legion, American Legion up here in Guthrie, the Lions Club, to build a new structure to accommodate both of those groups' needs. That will be kind of where the old sheep barn was, where they'll have a dining area for the Lions Club on the east side with a kitchen separating their dining area and the new bingo stand for the Legion up there in the heart of everything where all the action is with the animal barns and the campgrounds, kind of getting everyone drawn out of the floodplain for one and into the other action with the carnival and the barns and the campgrounds. And then our final project that we just got a commitment from an individual from Guthrie County that remains anonymous for a little while here, of $50,000 to build a new art and ag hall that'll go south of our current event center, kind of in that vicinity. It'll be two different, it'll be an art hall on one end and ag hall on the other with a breezeway down the middle that'll kind of portray different trophies and such throughout the years to kind of display the past county fairs, the last 150 plus years, kind of encapsulate that in that breezeway to separate both art and ag hall. So with that $50,000, he's kind of came up with the idea, the individual that's donated the money, to use that as kind of a instigator of the county to maybe help match those funds to complete this project to hopefully alleviate us having to borrow too much money at the bank to complete all this. So we've got some stored away to do the bathhouse portion will be complete. I mean, that money's there to be taken care of. These other two buildings, we're definitely looking for any and all donations to help us complete that this summer.
The $50,000 matching gift, is there a deadline or when the board would like to hopefully get enough community members' donations to get that match?
There's not really a set hard deadline as of right now. Our fundraiser that we have annually, this will be our fifth one this year, on March 2nd, the money made from that night will go towards these projects. 100% of the proceeds of that night will go towards these Art and Ag Hall and the Lions and Legion Club building. But the matching portion that could be sent in if you're not able to make it to the fundraiser that night, I was told this morning we've got about only 20 tickets left for the actual event on March 2nd. So once again, we're probably going to sell that out here within the next couple of days. But if they're willing to want to donate money, obviously, we're not going to say, I mean, we'll take it whenever, but the individual writing the $50,000 check, he's going to present his portion on July 14th. So we've kind of been leaning towards, I mean, if we could have it by July 1st, that would be beneficial.
When do you hope to break ground on the Art and Ag Hall and the new Lions Club and Legion building?
Well, we're waiting for the bids to come in. They come in. Today will be the day that they're supposed to be in by, so we'll have a meeting tomorrow night to open those sealed bids and look at them, and I'm guessing based on some of the bids, it'll probably be determined on when and how those get started, but this spring sometime.
Do you hope to have these structures completed by the next county fair?
We asked in our bid sheet to have them completed by July 13th of this year, so yes.
And
we don't want them to be half-built and then... With yeah. River Ruckus coming to town at the end of July, we don't want people rummaging through the contractor's stuff, and I'm sure the contractors won't want them, the fans, rummaging through their equipment. So just kind of best for all that way.
And I'm looking here at the press release, and I see, well, it says that you're looking to raise $200,000. Now is, I mean, I imagine 100 of that thousand is taking account the $50,000 match and then the $50,000 from the community.
Nope. The $200,000 would be to complete both the Art and Agol and the Lions and Legion. We won't officially know until we open the bids, but that's kind of the estimated price that we've come up with based on numbers from our past buildings and some of the contractors that we've kind of reached out to.
And how much have you had raised so far for the Lions and Legion building?
Zero.
Okay.
That's what this March 2nd is for.
The March 2nd fundraiser is, it's for both buildings though, the proceeds,
correct?
Right? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the way it was initially. I mean, last year we added 100 foot to the Pen of Three building. The year prior, we built the new small animal building and the cattle tie barn. And we kind of feel that we need to start moving some of these other buildings up there in the floodplain that have been around for, I know the art hall's been there for 110 years. Get some of those out of the floodplain and upgraded, because they're not only dilapidated, they're almost a risk for some people going in those. So heavy wind or snow or something like that, the test of time has done this due diligence on those buildings, so it's time that we upgrade those.
And I've just been here in Guthrie County since October, so I'm not familiar yet with the fairgrounds and everything. So this new art building would replace one that is already, you know, been there, as you mentioned.
Correct. Both Art and Agol both have, there are buildings currently on the fairgrounds, and this one building will replace both of those under one roof.
And I'm sure the board surely encourages people to make donations for the Legion and the Lions Club building, too.
Yeah, certainly. And it's tax deductible. Check out our Facebook page. We've got the information there. Or get a hold of one of us directors or associates, and we'd be happy to help assist. And I mean, anywhere from $5 to $100, we are definitely appreciative. The board isn't a paid board. We do it all volunteer, and we're excited about the ongoing improvements down at the fairgrounds, and hopefully we can continue to do so. Been
sure.
Having some pretty record years for attendance and entertainment, and we'd like to continue to do so.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Fair Board President Grant Sheeter about their $50,000 fundraising challenge for a new Art and Ag Hall and the board's fifth annual dinner fundraiser on March 2nd. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.